In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Samuel B. Thomas, age 82, of Lebanon, died Friday at his residence. He is survived by his wife, Marion Tong Thomas, two sons, Sam Thomas Jr. of Franklin, Tennessee, Doug Thomas of Lebanon, two daughters, Karen Lentz and Patty Smith, both of Louisville, five grandchildren, his sister, Sue Clements of Springfield. Funeral mass for Samuel B. Thomas will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Augustine Catholic Church in Lebanon with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the St. Augustine School Adopted Child Program. The Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. Mark Allen Schaffner, age 33, of Summersville, died Saturday at University of Louisville Hospital. Survivors include his parents, Alvin Theodore and Mildred Cox Schaffner of Summersville, 10 brothers and sisters, Linda Smith of South Carolina, Teresa Goldsmith of Shepherdsville, Barbara Diane McDonald and Karen Montgomery of Kimballsville, Wendell Schaffner of Georgia, Scott Schaffner of Summersville, Ronald Schaffner of Bardstown, Donald Schaffner of Kimballsville, Alvin Leslie Schaffner of Fairdale, Chris Schulze of Bardstown, his girlfriend Teresa Ballow of Summersville. Funeral services for Mark Allen Schaffner will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Feathersburg Church in Kimballsville with burial in the Feathersburg Cemetery. The Coward and Parrot Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Memorials are suggested in the form of donations to help with the funeral expenses. Mr. George Mitchell, age 70, of Kimballsville, died Sunday. He is survived by four sons, Woody Mitchell of Verona, Billy Mitchell of Cincinnati, Joe David Mitchell of Franklin, John Mitchell of Kimballsville, eight grandchildren, one sister Jane Horn and husband Morris of Kimballsville. Funeral services for George Mitchell will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrot and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrot and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Bethel First Presbyterian Church. Mrs. Laura Whitlow Davis, age 88, of Louisville, formerly of Greensburg, died Saturday at her residence. She is survived by four sons and three daughters, James Davis of Louisville, Betty Druin of Hodgenville, Randall Davis of Greensburg, Roy Davis of Florida, Doris Roy of Jeffersontown, Faye Moore of Shepherdsville, Donald Davis of Louisville, one brother Arvin Whitlow of Greene County, 22 grandchildren, 38 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Mrs. Laura Davis will be Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock at the Oak Grove Separate Baptist Church with burial in the Oak Grove Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg. Bobby Joe Huff, age 65, of Greensburg, died Sunday at Hardin Memorial Hospital in E-Town. He is survived by his wife, Sue Edwards Huff, one daughter, Melissa Grider of Kimballsville, one stepson, John Clements of Missouri, four stepdaughters of Arizona, North Carolina, Louisville, and Alabama, his stepfather, John Wood of Glasgow, one half-brother of Louisville, two half-sisters of Glasgow and Nashville, 19 grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Bobby Joe Huff will be Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock Central Time at the Foster Tuller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Nagel Cemetery. Friends may call after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home. Brother Wendell Arthur Roberts, age 86, of Jamestown, died Friday at Russell County Hospital. He is survived by his wife, Peggy Roberts, two sons, Brother Wendell Roberts of Jamestown, Raymond Roberts of Kimballsville, one daughter, Susan Jane Davis of Kimballsville, one brother, Gregory Allen Roberts of Florida, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. A memorial praise service for Brother Wendell Arthur Roberts will be Thursday evening at 6 o'clock at the Freedom Christian Church. There will be no visitation. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of contributions to your home church. The Wilson Funeral Home in Russell Springs is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.